Chapter 2. She looked up at him with a strangely vulnerable expression in her eyes, and at the same time they were clear as mountain pools. "I'm Twinette Darcy," she told him, "but most people call me Tony."
"I shall call you Twinette," he replied, "if you have no great objection to Christian name terms at the outset of our acquaintance. To me, you look much more like a Twinette than a Tony. I'm Kurt Antoine, and I'm fairly well known in this part of the world. Been coming here for years for holidays, especially the skiing. But I'm not Swiss. As a matter of fact, I'm Austrian."
Her eyes told him that that explained away his intense darkness, and something else about him to which she couldn't put a name at that stage of their acquaintanceship.
"I was born in Vienna, and I own a restaurant there. I also own several mountain hotels. But the Swiss know how to do these things, and I come here to study their methods. A fortnight in Zurich, a week up here in the mountains, it gives one ideas. My latest purchase is a mountain hotel not far from Innsbruck, and I hope to put it on the map before long. It will involve experiment and possibly failure, but I don't mind taking the risk. I'm not a poor man, and money doesn't mean very much to me."
She stared at him as if suddenly fascinated. "Why are you telling me all this?"
Instead of answering, he asked her several questions. "How old are you, Miss Twinette Darcy?"
"I'm 23, she replied.
He smiled grimly. 23, and you look like 13 in those shorts. By the way, didn't you know they're not ideal climbing wear? Slacks, or better still, a stout skirt and boots are the correct garb. Certainly not open-toed sandals." Glancing at her slim brown feet that she felt were an offence after his eyes had dwelt on them, she tucked them away hastily out of sight. "What about your parents? Did they approve of your taking on a job with a woman like Van Ecker?"
She swallowed. "My parents are dead. They were killed in a car smash about a year ago."